And you may have heard that two NASA astronauts are about to take a series of much-needed spacewalks to switch out a failed cooling pump. And after another attempt at fixing it failed 5 months ago, Mike Hopkins and Rick Mustrachio will try Saturday's walk with snorkels. It's what NASA is calling a MacGyver solution. NASA astronaut Tracy Caldwell Dyson is with us from the Johnson Space Center in Houston. She was on a spacewalk in 2010 to fix a cooling system. And Tracy, this new spacewalk is happening, we understand, because the attempt over the summer, well, it was terrible. An astronaut almost drowned in his helmet during that walk. Tell us more.
Hi, Robin. Yeah, Luca Parmitano and Chris Cassidy were performing a spacewalk during the summer when something unexpected happened, and that was water entered the helmet of Luca's suit. And
how's that happen? Where's it come from, the water?
Well, it comes from the system, our cooling water system. There's a sublimator, there's a water gas separator, and a fan flowing to propel the water through. And it was from that system that the water came into the helmet.
Wow. And so, oh my gosh, I remember, you know, we hear the sound of the other astronaut saying his helmet is filling with water. It was quite something. So now they have these snorkels made out of pipes, we understand, and also a towel in the helmet to maybe soak things up. Allison Bollinger, who is the lead U.S. Spacewalks officer, explained the use of the snorkel during a press briefing yesterday.
This is your last resort, that if water is encroaching your face, that the crew member can lean down and use this to breathe.
Well, Tracy, that sounds scary.
It does. Not very comfortable. But we have tested this snorkel in our neutral buoyancy lab with other astronauts in the suit performing many, many tasks. And it has passed the comfort level test for everybody that's tried it. And so, though nobody wants to see water enter the helmet, and
we
put in steps to help prevent that. If it should happen again, we feel that the snorkel is one of our lines of defense. The other is the helmet absorbency pad, or the HAP, as it has been named.
Yeah, and the other is you pull them back in. But the question is, you have this pumping problem. How serious is this?
Well, we have two pumps on the space station that circulate ammonia to cool down the equipment, both on the outside and then to exchange heat with the unit on the inside. We only have two pumps. One of them is currently down, and the other one that is in healthy condition, if it should go down, then we're back to the pump that we're about to go out and replace.
Okay.
And so it isn't life-threatening at the moment, but we are down to zero fault tolerance.
It's serious. And a lot of people, this is why some of us could not see the Sandra Bullock movie, because this is just too much. But you have been out there on a spacewalk. You know, they know, they've done it too, but you know what's going to be happening on Saturday. Can you explain what that's like?
What it's like to be on a spacewalk, it's, first of all, in a situation like this, which we were in 2010 when myself and Doug Wheelock went out to repair the pump the first time, you are very focused. It's something that came up that we weren't expecting, and so much of your energy and brain cells are focused on the tasks that you got to do outside and making sure that you are in sync with everybody on the ground that's going to be helping you, plus your crew members inside that are going to be supporting you. Once you're outside, the focus is really on what you're doing right now.
Getting the job done.
Well,
all of us will be thinking of them. NASA astronaut Tracy Caldwell Dyson at the Johnson Space Center ahead of the spacewalk this Saturday. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.